Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. Also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here, coffee at KYUK. As usual, excited, and I'm sharing my excitement with you. Thanks for joining us for coffee at KYUK this weekend. Several dog mushers who built their skills in the Kuskokwim 300 race are competing in the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. And we feature a conversation with another local K300 racer, Father Alexander Larson, here to talk about dogs with a couple of the KYUK interns.
Hi, I'm Kaylee King, KYUK intern from Atma Soccer. I'm a senior. I'm here with Jamin Crow and Father Alexander Larson. So today we're doing like a musher kind of spotlight. So Father Alexander of Napaskyak won a Rookie of the Year this past Sunday after placing fourth in the Kuskokwim 300, which was also his first 300-mile race. Can you guys introduce yourselves?
I'm Jamin Crow. I'm a senior at BRHS and Kaylee, and I'll pass it on to Father Alexander. Father, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm Archpriest Alexander Larson. I'm originally from Napaskyak, and I served 13 years at Kwikluk. This is my second year here in Napaskyak. And I'm the Orthodox priest.
What's the biggest difference between running the K300 versus racing the Bogus 150 or the Ekyak Dash?
I thought they have difference, but winning the Ekyak Dash, it's lots of fun, short, fast. The Bogus, compared to K300, it's no different but shorter. The feeding and resting and longer runs are the difference in between those and trying to figure out how much and how much to rest. Before that, the training itself with Bogus and the K300 are similar but longer runs.
I'll ask the next question, Father. How confident did you feel going into the K300, and did you think you were going to do well?
I wasn't in planning to run the K300, but since due to the COVID, the K300's been doing separate times of races where it gives us time for me to train more, and after the Bogus, I decided to run the K300 since I had more time of training and more longer times with the dogs.
Before the race started, did you think you were going to do as well as you did?
No, I thought I wasn't going to do very good. My plan was to go around the race course, and me and my buddy Lewis, who scratched early on, we had plans to go around the race along with the ushers. That was the plan, and just to finish the race.
How did you feel after you placed fourth?
I was happy, feeling good, because I didn't know I could do well with these big mushers. And, as a local musher, we have no, we thought we wouldn't do. So I was so happy.
What were you thinking about during the race, even though the race is a lot longer than the Bogus? What was going through your head most of the race?
When we had our first stop as a layover, because I didn't know what to do, my thoughts were like, I wonder if I should do this and that to my dogs and ask if I could, or feed this and that to my dogs, certain foods. But the most important thing was to take care of the dogs, like in training, feeding and resting. Most important was I'm looking at and see how well the dogs are doing, who's hurt and who's not.
How many dogs did you bring on your race?
I ran 11 this year. Most of the years I've been running 12, but getting close to the race, one of my dogs got hurt, so I ran 11 dogs.
So how long have you been mushing and how long have you run your kennel?
It's been a while. As a young age boy, I used to go out with my father, late father, with his dogs. And as growing up and become, I entered the high school, my father got me dogs to run around here, which it's like 20 plus years. And the year when I went to seminary, 2000, I believe, I stopped and left the dogs, which I ran for in the year for Daniel Olick. I ran his team, and I won all the local sprint races in those years. One year, I won all the local races from Tuluksak to Atmosok. That year, I went to Nustuya. The plan was to go Anchorage and do the Ferrandi. But that year, there was no snow, so we canceled the trip to Anchorage. After graduation from the seminary in Kodiak, I came back. My plan was not to run dogs. A couple of years later, our late Archbishop David, who passed away recently, gave me a blessing to run dogs again. So it's been 6 years now, or 5 years, going on 6 years. I raised dogs. From then, I've been running dogs.
So your father was kind of like your role model to mush?
Yes. In my family, all from my father to my grandpa, they all had dogs. So we're as family, we love to run dogs. My brother has dog team. My other cousin, Greg, has dog team.
What is it like to manage your kennel and run races with your brother?
We do talk about dogs and who's in the team and how, where, and how I got them. For taking care of the dogs, we do help each other with dog food and all that equipment we have to taking care of the dogs, plus racing against him. We never race against each other. I helped him through the years racing with other guys, with his dogs. But this year we've been running separately. So this is our first year of running side to side.
How did that feel?
I look back and look to see where he's at, and if anything that needs to be improved, we help each other and talk about things. He's got pretty young dogs. Mine are from age of 2 year old to 5 year old. He's doing good.
What's it like to care for all of your dogs? Like, what do you normally feed them? And what's it like to care for 21 dogs? Or the amount, how many dogs do you have?
This year, my daughter's partners and my grandkids been helping me a lot. It's very helpful to take care of dogs when you have help. Over the years, I've been doing this myself and helping my brother. We do feed them with the white fizz, the dry fizz, and the commercial dog food. This year, I have a sponsor from CVRF who helped a lot with my dog food and the meat stuff we got, the harnesses. I'm so grateful that they sponsored me this year. Hopefully, they'll help out again. it's kind of really hard trying to take care of the dogs to yourself. It's like trying to go to the college and get money for yourself or help them. It's hard to take care of dogs, but we managed with the like fish we catch through the net.
You talk a lot about family. Does a lot of your family members like mush or help you around with the dogs?
Yes, they, summertime, they do help a lot. They help with me to water and take care of their dog houses and all that stuff that needs to be taken care of around the dogs. But wintertime, it's a different story. Because all the kids go to school, the family goes to work. Plus this year it's been so nice. My daughter's partner's been helping me with the dogs. And since there's no school, my grandkids been coming over and helping out, which is very, very helpful. They do sometimes they make me, you know, watching them and see they chopping fish and that, cutting all those, packing water, makes me proud.
Do you have any plans to run the K300 again?
That's a very good question. if everything goes well, remember I just told you guys about Archbishop David who passed away recently. He gave me a blessing to run dogs. That we have a new bishop. Our chancellor said to continue what I'm doing. If I get blessing to do run dogs again, I'll probably will. And if everything goes well with sponsors, and I'll try my best to run it again. Well, I told the K300 manager, Paul, once my name is there, people will see it again.
Nice.
I think I have one more question. How did COVID affect the way you mush or how you take care of your dogs?
When we got the COVID last, I believe, January, it kind of was hard the past year. But this year, since we got to know the COVID, it didn't really bother us, but we had to be conscious of many stuff. And during the race, we had to watch out, you know, to not to be close or to be contacting with anybody. But training and taking care of dogs, it wasn't that bad this year. But last year when it first hit, oh man, it was bad. Sick and trying to take care of the dogs.
Father, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not at the moment. I'm okay. I just want to thank the K300 and especially to my family, the CVRF, and I hope they'll sponsor me again. And I like to thank all those guys, the people out there who was pushing me to run the K300 over the years, which I wanted to. The one time the class of 80 reunion was brought up in the years, we all went there and I went there to see my classmates. And I told them this K300 thing, it's been over in my head for so many years that I will run it someday. I did it.
Thank you, Father Alexander.
That was interns Kaylee King and Jamin Crow speaking with K300 Musher and Russian Orthodox priest Father Alexander Larson. This is Coffee at KYUK, and I've got one thing left to say, and that's, don't forget to be awesome to each other.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.